Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Zeit Gang, welcome to this very special Friday edition of Even the Sun Guards Dan, Heroes Eventually Die, Horoscopes Often Lie, and Sometimes Why. Nothing is for sure, nothing is for certain, nothing lasts forever, but until they close the curtain, it's him and I, Equimazite. Okay, shout out it Outkiss there in Atlanta, GA.
Shout out
me, Miles Gray, and I'm here with DJ Daniel Goodman.
Oh, yes.
Wagwan, hello, mate. Do they say no?
I will not do that.
Wagwan, rude boy.
Indeed.
Wagwan Selector.
Same old.
You're a selector. You can call yourself selector.
I am a selector. That is facts.
You ever do a rewind?
Have I ever done a rewind?
Vicious rewind? What's the most
I ever done a rewind?
What's the most vicious in the middle of a song rewind you've ever done to let people just drop the hammer back on somebody?
The song was Bashin' by Jules, a Moonbatone song at the peak of Moonbatone's explosion. Uh-huh. That song has an absolutely just vicious vocal and then just loud ass Dutch house slowed down drop. That hit for probably a bar and then just
people are screaming
Again.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Man, I just think of that Fred Again track of him playing
Rumble.
Ugh. With Fortet and Skrillex behind him. Ugh. And then when he does that one rewind, they're like, they stop for like 10 minutes and then he drops it again and people are like, oh my God. I love it.
Melting in their seats.
Absolutely. Anyway, fuck it. We're not here to talk about Hardest Walkouts Volume 3. We're here to tell you what's trending. Shout out to Brian, super producer, editor Brian, for that Equimini reference.
Shout out.
Because we love that one. All right. First up, a little F1 from my F1s. Yes.
Perfect timing.
Daniel Ricciardo. Jose,
just get in the chat.
Danny Ricks.
Yep.
Oscar out. Piastri. What's going on?
All right. So after we are in the mid-season break here for the current F1 season and Formula shit is racing. Popping off,
mm-hmm.
the Alpine F1 team accidentally or purposely tweeted that they were adding Oscar Piastri to their lineup as Fernando Alonso is moving to Aston Martin. And Oscar had to check them and say, I understand that without my agreement, Alpine F1 have put out a press release late this afternoon that I am driving for them next year. this is wrong, and I have not signed a contract with Alpine for 2023. I will not be driving for Alpine next year, which, oops, egg what? On your face.
Yikes.
And then early yesterday, the truth comes out. Another press release comes out. McLaren dropping Danny Ric, Oscar Piastri coming in for the 2023 season. Yo. Training one Australian for another.
Is that why Zach Brown was trending yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that makes sense.
CEO of McLaren. Look, this is I'm ready to see how messy this gets on Drive to Survive because you know they're gonna be all sensitive and salty about it. Them being Daniel Ricciardo, who just has jumped from team to team in search of his former glory at Red Bull and has just not found it because he's not that hot. He's too busy taking pictures and calling everything up, you know.
You came in saying man's not hot, huh?
I mean, man's not hot, man that's never been hot. Nah, he's fine. He's good, man got close. It's just like, you know,
man did get close.
Man did get close, but more and more I'm realizing that any of these drivers in the right car could absolutely smash. And Mans was in the Red Bull doing his damn thing, driving a good car, and then gets put on any other team where maybe you're not getting the same engine power, maybe you're not getting the same group of engineers, and all of a sudden, I'm stuck in P12.
Wow. You know what, Daniel? We need to get you in that Formula One cockpit, bro. See how you do.
I'd love it. Get me
bending
in there.
Bending corners at 160 miles an hour.
I'm in it. Spinning out, crashing into the barrier. I'm in.
No, don't.
Halo, save me.
Man, that Halo, man.
Oof. Brilliant technology. Love
that
it.
Other crash.
With Joe? Joe Guanyu?
Yeah, with Joe. I mean, shout out to Halo. That motherfucker came. He woke up upright on miracle status. You know what I mean? Crashing his Scion TC at 100 miles an hour.
You see an 88 and 44 all day. It all lines up.
It all lines up, bro.
It all lines up, bro.
All right. What else is trending? Jeanette McCurdy.
Yes.
What's the wordy?
Well, the wordy on McCurdy is that she was offered $300,000 to not snitch on Dan Schneider, the creator of iCarly and several other Nickelodeon shows. You know, a lot of allegations about the guy. And she said, no, I'm going to write about it in my memoir coming out on Tuesday.
Oh shit.
Called I'm Glad My Mom Died. Quite the title. Whoa. From Jeanette McCurdy. Really excited to read more about that. I mean, she was a mainstay of iCarly, and then kind of people have been like, where's she at? Where'd she go?
Was that the one they were mad at Lacey for being on the show?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Mad at Lacey for quote unquote replacing her, which is obviously ridiculous. Shout out Lacey Mosley.
That's also scam goddess, absolute legend. Point too, be like, we're being replaced. Like, don't using those words.
All sorts of stuff in it. I think more than anything, I'm really excited to read what her take is.
Right.
Yes, everyone owes Jeanette and Lacey an apology. That's facts. Thank you, Becca. I'm excited to see what she has to say, where it goes. Obviously, the details are going to be spicy, especially because she turned down the paltry offer from Nickelodeon of $300,000 to stay silent, which is just ridiculous.
That's a bad look. Also,
it's a horrible look.
Way to incriminate yourself even more.
Literally, it's not a good look on any end. And I'm constantly shocked at the idea of continuing to protect these perverse people in power just because it's like we are now at the stage where it's like, okay, you have seen what happens when you decide to just stand by the absolute worst people, and it is not a good look. So why not decide to put your best foot forward, believe women, support them, and do the right thing here instead of being like, yeah, well, we offered you $300,000 to shut your mouth.
Well,
like, what are you doing?
They're like, I'm sorry, what dimension are you in where that's an actual thing someone of good conscience goes for?
Bad news bears.
Yep. Well, look, patriarchy and rape culture are still very, very powerful forces.
Really shitty. Really, really shitty.
Okay. Next up, hashtag Biden Boom is trending.
Boom.
Yeah, because he is a new DLC in the latest Street Fighter update. And Biden you can play him as Guile. But he moves hella slow, bro. He moves so fucking slow. Like, it's not even worth using. But if you can get that Sonic Boom or that fan kick going, what's the technical term for that blade kick that he does?
Sorry,
Capcom, I'm capping. But here's really what's going on. Biden Boom is just some, again, Democrats or like big D blue no matter who type people are just like, there's this whole thing, right, where everyone's like, what's a recession? where some people are like, it's 2 quarters of, you know, economic contraction, and that had happened in the U.S. We're like, I think this is on our way to a depression, or I'm sorry, a recession, yet job numbers look strong, or they're increasing, although wages are still low. So that's, you know, take all of those numbers with a grain of salt. But people are like pointing to this and they're like, there is no recession. It's a hashtag Biden boom. It created 528,000 jobs. Unemployment drops to 3.5%, which is great. But I hope people, but the other thing is, are they living wages?
Nope.
What's the cost of food right now? What's the cost of gas? What's the cost of gas?
Exactly.
So unless people's like lived experiences are better, I'm not looking at this to be like, oh, okay, good. Things are going in the right direction. I'd rather see less, you know, hungry people, people who need, you know, help in general.
Amen.
And I would love to see our teachers supported, which reminds me, if you're a teacher and you got a wish list, please tweet your wish list at me or whatever you use to aggregate some support. Thank you so much to everybody that has been tweeting me. I will get to you eventually. I don't want to crowd the timeline and keep giving everybody space to interact with each list. And I'm trying to help out. I hope Zeitgang, if you have anything to offer, shit, you might even have something that's not on the list and be like, hey, I can't really send money, but if you give me an address, I can send you this thing. Maybe you can help out, but please check that out, because it's been really nice to see all the listeners support other listeners, especially teachers. I can't keep saying this enough. It's so fucking hard to be a teacher right now. As the school year comes back, the least we can do is show some support to them, because it is not fucking easy out here. And in fact, they are more brave than the police. So what's up with that?
Facts. Shout out, Rob.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. CPAC is trending because fascist Coachella. See, I used to be racist Coachella. We're fully into fascism, baby.
So
and autocratic Coachella is in Dallas, Texas, where Hungarian autocrat Viktor Orban was out here giving a speech that all of these American people were loving, talking. His past hits include stuff like Hungary will never be a mixed race country and all kinds of really fucking nasty shit. Essentially, you know, he's here to. He was there to rile up the crowd, basically calling them to arms and saying, like, there's a battle that has to be fight and it can't be fought with liberal means, and just kind of like winking, like, maybe violence. I don't know. Wink, 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 wink. It's pretty fucking scary. So watch this melding together of American hatred and European hatred. And they're just being like, yeah, maybe we'll create like an axis of fucking influence here. And it seems to be playing out right now.
It's very scary. And what I'm about to say doesn't make it any less scary. But what is at least, I don't know, slightly
heartening,
relieving, at least a little bit, is when you see the full views of these conference rooms. They are at most a third full. They are just, they have seats to the front, to the back with nobody in them, because yes, there are people, and there are, you know, I mean, any number above 10 is too many people to support this kind of thing. But at least,
but nine,
numbers,
you're like, no, I like it.
Nine's fine. We can take nine, but like the numbers are at least dwindling, and this more concentrated, more radicalized crew is definitely getting more and more radicalized and more you know, fervent in their desires, but they're also getting smaller.
This is the time
we need to crack down. When their numbers are dwindling.
They're cooking down the stew of American hatred, and they're really reducing it to like the grossest muck part. So the volume may be less in the pot.
Yeah.
But it's definitely more concentrated hatred.
That's a reduction right there.
But I mean, that's the thing. I mean, even if the numbers are low there, like, these are all the people that end up going back to their respective communities and preaching the same shit. And
they'll do their own
little mini versions of this to their friends. Yeah. And anyway, so hope you worked out, because a fascist did today. Okay. What else? Cinema. Not the arts, but Kirsten Sinema, the senator from Arizona, basically said, like some kind of leftist, critical support for the Biden economic package. So it looks like we might get over that hump and get a little bit of little light taste of climate spending, as well as some great stuff for healthcare. Still falls a little bit short of what we'd like, but hey, this look, we'll take it where we can get it right now, but keep building on that. But yeah, she said, yeah, I guess I could. So the Democrats will take that.
They will.
They can get one step closer to half checking off a third of a box they were talking about during the campaign in 2020.
We really got to move.
It's good news, because I was counting on her to be like, sorry. Finally, Johnny Depp is trending. And not more so just because it, I don't know if you remember, like when his case was determined and he was determined to be victorious over Amber Heard, and even though it was like a massive psyop online of like outrage and weird YouTube videos and shit, a lot of celebrities were like liking like a victory post that he put down, and everyone was like, yo, this is a bad look for you. Are y'all really like real seeing like the dimensions of what this trial is? And like, are you just very narrowly being like, she pooped on a bed or something? I don't know. Wow. Really taking how serious it is, like just watching this like misogynist like pendulum kind of swing like with the force of Gamergate, but way more YouTube videos about it. I don't know. That's what most of us saw, or no, maybe not enough. But a lot of celebrities were liking this post right after he won his trial. And it was just like so many. I remember us all talking, be like, yo, that's such a bad look. But then a lot of celebrities, some people noticed, started unliking that post. And that was because of these, like, this document dump that came out that revealed that, like, his Johnny Depp's whole legal team was like, they had an original, like, a plan to use, like, nude photos of Amber Heard against her, and, like, trying to hide notes that were, like, saying stuff like the couple's therapist confirmed Heard was a, quote, victim of intimate partner violence, or, like, other things that were, you know, texts to his assistant that confirmed Amber Heard's allegations that he'd kicked and beat her in front of his staff, etc. So it's interesting just to see the, like, opportunism of celebrity culture suddenly be like, oh, now there's this other information. Oh, he was trying to help Marilyn Manson. Oh, okay, that, maybe
those
I won't
texts
like that.
Were just ugh.
Yeah,
really fucked up.
But anyway, that's it, it's the lack of critical thinking from many, many celebrities. But whatever, that's just how we look at the world. It's a freaky place, y'all.
It is a freaky place indeed.
Try and think a little more critically to think of what's getting the most retweets or likes on something, because that's not always a good barometer, although I feel like a lot of people do use that.
And consider this the playbook for when stories like this come up again, whether it's for actors and actresses or people like Elon Musk, or for any person who's going to be caught up in their own shitty behavior being played as the good or bad person in a story. Just keep your eyes peeled and think, like Miles said, a little more critically.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today to tell you what's trending. Guys, it's Friday. Go have a good weekend.
Oh,
okay?
Hell yeah.
Please take care of yourself. Get the vaccine. Wear a mask.
Yes.
In a crowded place. Because guess what? It's still out there. Also, and just don't do nothing in the face of white supremacy or misogyny or transphobia, homophobia, any of that shit. Be a good person and let other people know that good people are out there. Okay?
True that.
Until then, enjoy your weekend and we'll see you Monday. All right. Later.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.